Good evening. This is Bill Satterlee, welcoming you to tonight's show, The Feeling of Jazz, and along with my co-host, Kent Lindquist, we'll be delivering, I think, some very swinging sounds for the next 2 hours. I'm going to kick off my portion of the show with a tune entitled Dexter Rides Again, featuring Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jimmy Rawls piano, George Mraz bass, and Billy Hart drums. Dexter Rides Again.
Thank you.
Playing baritone on a tune entitled Dexter Rides Again, which is not only recorded but written by Dexter Gordon.
Bill, I'm going to devote my portion of the show tonight to two great contributors to the American Songbook, Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. Richard Rodgers, of course, wrote the music. Larry Hart wrote the lyrics. And they turned out a tremendous number of great tunes over the years that became favorites of jazz musicians. So I'm going to play some of the jazz greats doing Richard Rodgers compositions tonight, and we're going to open up with the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band featuring Zoot Sims, recorded live in Zurich in 1960. This is Roger and Hart's great composition, You Took Advantage of Me.
Thank you very much and good evening. That's our theme song, Utter Chaos. I'd like to start by introducing the members of the band. Our rhythm section is on drums, Mel Lewis, on bass, Buddy Clark. Our reed section, on tenor saxophone, Jim Ryder, on clarinet and alto, Gene Quill, on alto sax, Bob Donovan, on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Gene Allen. Our trumpet section, Condi Condoli, Nick Travis, and Don Ferrara. Our trombone section, on bass trombone, Alan Raff, on slide trombone, Willie Dennis, on valve trombone, Bob Brookmeyer. Our first selection is Bob Brookmeyer's arrangement of You Took Advantage of Me. Thank you.
the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, Big Band, live in Zurich in 1960, doing Rodgers and Hart's great composition, You Took Advantage of Me. Great arrangement there by Bob Bookmeyer, who was also playing the valve trombone solo in that particular organization.
I'm going to play something by probably the most energetic jazz player out there, Terry Gibbs. And he's going to do a tune entitled Misty, featuring him on Vibes, Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3 organ, Eric Alexander on sax, Don Fragel on guitar, Gary Gibbs, his son, on drums, and Ray Armando on congo. So let's listen to their version of Misty.
Thank you.
That was Misty in a kind of an upbeat version of the tune. I think that Clint Eastwood starred in a movie called Play Misty for Me or something like that. And he was had a disc jockey in it, but I don't know if he was a disc jockey or someone else was.
Well, you know, when Terry Gibbs is going to play a tune that's usually a ballad, he plays it up. And that was an up version of Misty. I want to continue my salute to two great contributors to the American Songbook, Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. And no salute to those two great people would be complete unless we did the tune almost everybody is familiar with, and that's My Funny Valentine. This is done by Vibe Man Milt Jackson from his album appropriately called Just Milt Jackson, backed up by Percy Heath on bass, Horace Silver on piano, and let's listen to My Funny Valentine. The beautiful vibe stylings of Milt Jackson on Vibes, who went on, of course, to be the lead soloist in the Modern Jazz Quartet, backed up by Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, who went on to become a member of the Modern Jazz Quartet, Connie Kay on drums, who also went on to become a member of the MJQ, doing Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine.
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled Jazz for Lovers, and they're very skimpy liner notes, so I don't know who is backing up Johnny Griffin, but the name of the tune is I'm Glad There Is You.
Thank you.
Johnny Griffin doing I'm Glad There Is You?
The score for the great musical Pal Joey, which was also made into a movie, I think, with Frank Sinatra and Kim Novak and others, was written by Rodgers and Hart. And about 1957, Andrew Previn on piano got together with Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, and did the score, the jazz version of the score of Pal Joey. And this is one of the tunes that lasted forever out of that particular musical, and it's I Could Write a Book. Thank you. That was Andre Previn on piano, backed up by Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, doing I Could Write a Book from the score of Pal Joy, which was the score was written by the great Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart.
Impulse came out with a CD entitled Quincy Jones, This Is How I Feel About Jazz, and has about 11 cuts on, 12 cuts on it. And the tune I'm going to play is King's Road Blues. It features Phil Woods on sax and Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Art Farmer, Milt Jackson, and Charlie Mingus. So let's listen to Quincy's arrangement of King's Road Blues. Thank you. think anybody that knows jazz would recognize that as a Quincy Jones arrangement. And it's his band doing King's Road Blues.
We're going to continue our salute to Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, the great composers. And we're going to do something by Sonny Stitt on alto sax. It's a great Rodgers and Hart tune. I didn't know what time it was. And it includes Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Stan Levy on drums. This is cut back in 1957 on a Sonny Stitt Verve album called Only the Blues. Sonny Stitt on alto sax doing Only the Blues, from his album Only the Blues, doing I Didn't Know What Time It Was, another great Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart composition.
This is Bill Satterly, and I'm reminding you, you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to kick out the last portion of the first hour with a trio sound of Ray Brown, Benny Green on piano, Jeff Hamilton drums, doing a tune entitled Kelly's Blues, and stay tuned. After this short break, we'll be back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz.